last thing we spoke yesterday before we ended was, are you allowed to step on a fruit and be doirich on it, squeezing its juice while walking in the street, when you find it loosely in the street? So I tie it that unless it's zaysim, not even zaysim, anovim, which is could be darke bekach, which today I don't even know if it's darke bekach. Let's say it was darke bekach 300 years ago, but still, that's how they make grapes today. Kedem sits there and he steps on the grapes. Definitely not. Zichah not darke bekach. It's shinui. Unless you could start clearing by the deraisa, maybe there's no din of shinui, which we spoke. All right, so zeisma novim, but the tutim v'remayim, which is rabbanan, should be mutter klachiyat. Who steps on a thing and makes schita that way? Well, that's a mahalach of schita. Someone asked me, I would say zichat smuta. I can't even hear it. But they sent my cousin, and he went to a river. It wasn't done that way. Even then, it wasn't done dush. It was done with special shoes. They had special spiked shoes. So, unless it's so doimit to the malacha. I mean, where would you get it? Like, who said it? You know what I mean? Why would... I mean, who gives you the right to make that up? I don't know. And someone told me that Rav Adis has a sefer on Shulchan Shabbos or something. The one that puts out the one on the Sregim or something. So he has on Hilchah Shabbos there too. He says you're not allowed to. I don't know. My cousin told me that Eretz Yisrael is a good number part. Everybody knows that the kids are taught not to step on fruits in the street. I don't get it. I mean, it's a
kolach. My kids are during the week also.
Yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's fun. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, by them, it's, you know, that's the fun that they have Shabbos afternoons, to walk around stepping all over the, you know, the fruits in the street. All right, anyways, I can tell you what I hold, that it's mutter. I can't understand why. Maybe by grapes, deraisa, maybe zeisim, deraisa, but everything else, the chayr, it's mutter. Okay. What about schita shar peiris, which are not, like, meant we said tapuzim, which is are meant for schita. Let's say not meant for schita. So l'chayra, it fits into the category of shar kol peiris, right? I mean, l'chayra. Unless you say that today, it's as far that people talk, that today people juice everything, and Snapple, and then there's juice stores, and ganze meises, all right? So let's discuss that topic. First of all, I mean, you don't drink a full cup of strawberries. I mean, you would drink strawberries with water. It's mixed with water usually. A Snapple fully, or a Snapple's is mixed with stomach's water. Water, of course, is filled with water. I've had this, diluted. So let's see. I mean, the Mishabura tells us by lemon. What's the minig oilam? The minig oilam was in Sivkan Chabes. So shail is why the efshir mishum delay mitzer el kishederach lishtois may schita sapri gam beloy tarayvus mashka acher. So once it's with tarayvus mayim, l'chayr that's called mashka acher, right? L'chayr, unless the dafke t is called mashka acher. Mesupik had to learn this mishtabura here. But the case he's talking about was that they put it in water, I think. See, clearly they put it into water. So if they put it into water with sugar, so that's called mashkach, right? That's pshat in the mishtabur, the hemshach. So once it's lamashkach, we have a head of a mishtabur. Usually it's not. Except you go into the juice stores. Most time in the juice stores, they give you a full cup of the strawberry. But
again, the shmuz is by lemon, that
since you're squeezing it with, and you're using it together with a mashka acher, so you're not just drinking the pre itself.
Because you add water.
You're adding water. Juice. I'm saying lemonade, right?
Lemonade,
so you're adding.
Right,
you're adding. So when you drink strawberries and blueberries, you're not going to drink a whole cup of strawberries. I mean, you'll mix it with water usually, okay? Now, my other shaila was, he says another thing. But inami, but he says that's not even such a good swar, because inami d'loy mitzer, elikish yaseich de meim of levad, v'achach me'arvin oisai. Okay? So then it is aser. So the second inami is that if you bring it in with something else, it's still aser. Aval im aminig lischit meimel v'teich mashke achlik b'tam, then it's shor. The lemon's only tam. So I don't know how do we pask. We pask in the first svar of the Mishnah Berurah, the second svar of the Mishnah Berurah, and the truth is at the end, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even like neither of the two svaras. Mishnah Berurah is going to say that we have to put it into the sugar. So again, so I guess the het of waters is very schwach, because A, it's only one side of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself says the Inami that that's not the real svara. Maybe it's possible that the real svara is, because it's only for tam, and when you have a strawberry drink or something, it's the real thing, just you're adding water. And the third nakuda is that when the Mishnah Berurah, Lamaisa doesn't even paskin that all together. He holds that you have to put it into the sugar. So l'chayra, when you make a strawberry thing, you would have to put it into the sugar. Okay. But I have a different shaila. Let's say, forget about mashka acha. Yeah? What about if you take two fruits and you seichet both of them? In other words, you seichet one and you seichet another. So if you seichet them together, so it's one maisa schita. I don't think you have a svar of mashka acha. But if you seichet one, and you seichet a different one, and then together you mix it, would you call that considered the first het of the Mishnah Berurah that I took and I was ma'arvet to mashka? I don't know, it's not so pasha to me.
Because they both came through
Shechita. What are you going to say?
But the second one? Or?
Yeah, what is the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah says three chidushim. The first chidush is that the lemon is put into water, so it's mashka acha. Okay? The second chidush of the Mishnah Berurah is it's only there for tam. The third halacha of the Mishnah was we don't pass like neither of the two reasons, and you should really put it into the sugar. Fine, okay? But I'm clearing, let's say you want to use that as a heter. All right? You want to use it as a heter. I also have a shtickle chakira that lemons are much worse than regular tutti v'rimayinim. You know why? Because lemons are really meant for squeezing, and that's it. Nobody eats a lemon. I got the whole, that the sugya, that the mechaba talks lemon is a merid yechidish. Okay, the Mechaba speaks lemon because lemon is only a darker little schita. What else is it? And yet,
you still have those
atayrim. I was emesamim. You should know the sashtikul teira, which is mamish ayvel aseicha. I mean, a lemon you can't compare to a strawberry. What else does a person do with a lemon? It's only schita. A person makes lemonade. That's all he does with a lemon. Okay.
I don't understand something. We're saying that mayim is different than eichel.
What we're saying is like this. Yeah, that's one sad. That mayim is different than eichel, correct. Because by eichel it's always mutter. And that's right. The sugar. The sugar will be eichel and it's mutter. This l'chayr is the chakira. The chakira is if someone takes tutim and he mixes the tutim together with the water, he mixes it with a soda, he mixes it with something else, would you compare it to these heterim of the Mishnah Berurah? That the halach would be that that's called l'teich eichel and not l'teich mashke. So, it's definitely not there l'tam. It's there for much more than tam. Right? You're putting it in there because you want to drink the strawberry juice. But at the same time, I don't know if I could compare it to lemons, because lemons are a little different. Lemon is mamish darkel eschita. It's mamish. What else is lemon? Lemon is only that. Okay. What do I really want?
The point is not darker schita. The point is the mashka comes.
I understand, but could be it's a little bit worse lemon. Because lemon is to me a big chiddush that it's oimin only l'schita. This could be a little bit better because it's mamash like tutim v'remayinim, so it's nothing.
I'm saying the first svar of the Mishnah Berurah is
forget it. The svar is that even though it's us, right? The svar is that when it's us, sir, still it could be more. The second svar maybe is only by lemon, of tam.
The first one, other drinks, bets, malandim, you would drink the may pay was on their own. By lemons, it's only used with
You say a good svar. You can work it the other way. Once we explain that you can't drink a lemon plain, say a good vart. So maybe the fact that there's a svar of mashka and the Mishnah Berurah knocks it off, that's a good shtickle. You should write that down.
That's really what he's saying, I think.
You should write that down. That's a good vart. Maybe the pshat is by lemon. I like that. Maybe by lemon, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the svar of mashka. Shapsi gavaldik. You don't know how good you are. I know this. I don't prepare that much. So while I talk, I cheshbi. This is what it is. Okay, it's all good. It's very good. Shapsi, bring both stardom. That lemon could be worse, but mitzad the tamer of the Mishnah Berurah could be better. I'm saying worse. More of a tzad that the tamer don't work. Okay. Lamaisa, when you have two things that I'm soichet, I take a banana, right? I made the juice from bananas, okay? So kiwis and strawberries, and I put it together. So I don't know if that would be even the heter of mashka achar, because you were both soichet. I don't know if Mishmur is referring to that. Into water, I could hear it's a heter of mashka achar.
Why is that a heter of water?
Because by water, you took something and you didn't use the pre itself that you were soichet. You used it like an essence. But if you take a kiwi that you were soichet, and a strawberry, just a grad, you mix it together. So, but you're drinking both schitas. I mean, so what's? It won't be the het of mashkacher. It's strange to call that a het of mashkacher. I mean, again, you could be, yeah, I'm just clearing. Could, in other words, this second mashka has to be stam of water, a soda, so on and so forth, or could even be two things that were seichet. Now, there's no shaila if I put it together, the apple, if I put together the kiwi and the strawberry and I blended it, that's called schita, right? You're not going to come and say it's mutter because it's shtei mashkoyes, right?
The svara is not, are you seichet in another?
I just want to say, are you mashka or binyom? If I took two things and I seichet.
Sorry, I don't understand. If it's a mashka acher, so we say the etzem, a person's drinking water, not lemon.
No, what it is it doesn't. So you weren't. No,
you just put a reyach of lemon juice. You didn't drink lemon juice.
It's not the mefarik. Mefarik is where the thing itself is. You know, I squeezed out a drink and I ate that drink. But if it's a taroivis, so the pshat is I didn't make a mefarik.
Yeah, so when you have a mixture of kiwi and strawberry, you want the kiwi and you want the strawberry.
Right. So therefore,
so
I can't say. So therefore, it's very shver to say that if you have this het of mishabur, it's exactly what I'm telling you.
But this is like yain saraf.
That's what I'm telling you. I don't believe that the mishabur's heter of mashka acher is when they were both in the sachut, when you seichet both of them. Is everything okay?
It's like schnapps. It's very potent. Lemon. So even mashka acher, I don't see why it's...
So that's the svar he's saying. That could be the svar is that by lemon... It's so potent that mashkach's not mevatlet. That's what he's saying, and that's why Kubi is no svar. There's no Mishmur doesn't like this svar.
That's
of mashkach.
Why he went away from it.
That's what he's saying. That was Reb Shapsi's svar. Takud vod. Zehashen of vod. That could be the het of mashkach would be stronger by other things. Beautiful vod. That's going to be a poisik. That's a poisik's way of. Let me tell you, a lot of what I do here is mechanics. You know how a poisik would take apart a mishtabura, halacha lemaisa. What angles? You know you have to chew up the halacha. Okay, Kitzer, this is how I'd like to chew up the halacha of Shar Peiris, meaning if you come with a kiwi and you want to make a kiwi drink, okay? What about Rabbeisai, the lemon? So the Mishabura says that if I take it and I put it into sugar, then I take it, put it into the tea, it would be good. So you have to know the Chazanish doesn't hold this. The Chazanish doesn't hold. He holds that even if I put it in afterwards, and then I'm playing around. I really meant to make it into the tea. Unless you eat most of it, and then you can leave over a little bit to put in the tea. That's the sheet of the chazanish. Does the velt machmez chazanish? I don't know. Stomach is a lot of b'nei tayrim. B'nei brak for sure that machmez. So the right way to go with the coin to chazanish is just to throw it in. Everything okay? See, the chazanish holds that this mishtabur is not lalacha. That you can't go... And put it into the sugar and then throw it into the tea. Because that pshat, you're putting it into the mashka. So he holds that either you eat up most of the sugar, then you can leave over a little bit of the sugar lemon back and put it into the tea, because then it's like b'ikki you ate it. Or what you do is you just put the tea, you put the lemon into the tea, that's it, you just put it in. The only problem is you have a problem with Kali Abishal, that's what your problem is. Because Chazir's Lishitasa, he holds you're not going to put a lemon into a klish lishi. See, anyway, have some trouble. So in Eretz Yisrael, you really can't live and you can't drink. And you have to live on Teira and Aveda, that's all.
And Chazanish is Shita. You
put the lemon
sugar.
Into the sugar and put the sugar into the tea. That's Mishnah Berurah.
Chazanish says you can't do that because
Lamaisi, you're putting it into the tea. So what are you, like, hacking chang? It's not called Loichel. Who are you fooling? It's right here, Nunhei. Whatever it is, Nunhei, the one on Dosh.
Most of the sugar?
Unless you eat most of the sugar. If she says you can, then you can put the rest
throw the rest in.
Well, I mean, well, you put it in straight, but the problem with straight is it's Kali Abishal. So unless it's a cold soda, you have a problem. You can put it into a Coke. You can take lemon and put it into Coke if you want. I'm saying a lemon, piece of lemon and put it into Coke. All right. Now, how about vegetable juices, and then we're going to move on. That's it. We're done with juices, okay? Because I'm by the time I'm finished, I have this tremendous urge to go to the... What are these stores called? These slurpy stores. I don't know what they're called. What are they called?
7-Eleven.
There you get no fruit there.
7-Eleven. What's that? 7-Eleven.
They don't have them in liquid.
Kids have ice here. I mean, you know what the lumpness of 7-Eleven is.
They hire Indians?
No. Why is it called 7-Eleven?
It's open all the time.
It's open all the time.
By 11.
11 hours.
7 to 11.
No.
7 to 11.
It's open all the time. It's calling
that 24 hours. It's a nusach of 24 hours. 7-Eleven is a nusach.
It used to be. Eight,
I have to teach you this stuff. I have to teach you this stuff. Ich darf teachen the
why is 7-Eleven?
Because in America, that's called really, really, really working all the time.
That's the difference.
In
America,
in America, it's five.
But it's supposed to be like two.
It's 5 to 9.
It's supposed to be 7:24. Really, but they cut off some of the taxes. Okay, let's go weiter. The kitzah. What about the vegetables? All right, the carrot and the celery. So the carrot. I don't know. Do people drink it? No. I don't see. Then you have this. I don't know.
Carrot is very good.
Carrot delicious.
But there's no juice inside the carrot. It's not from.
They sell carrots.
They're very good.
Yeah, but it's
celery juice.
But it's a
Jewish book.
I'll tell you the Amos.
They don't squeeze a carrot.
They don't squeeze an apple.
I would tell you. I would tell you that it's more
through cooking and
they do it for health.
Oh, that's what I wanted. Oh, you see a cheese. You see. You know how my mind works. My mind works the fog. I hold its lurfu and it's in this Rambam. According to this Rambam. And the celery, who drinks? Only a guy who believes that he's healing cancer with it. Okay, he thinks he's finding the cure for swine flu with it. Okay,
definitely doesn't taste good, right?
What?
Let's
eat halacha. Shin Chaf in the Ramah, the first Ramah. Okay, like this, we covered the whole sif, mamish, the whole word. If you noticed, if you paid attention the whole week, you realize we touched on every piece of the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, every piece of the Ramah, every piece of the Mishnah Berurah. What's the Ramah? Ramah says like this: Ubemakish Nagaliska is a pairs lishtais meim of machmas samoy tainuk. Dina kitutin remind avnaglu lasachtai lerfu alavadai ein lachus aitaina that it's refu. The only problem is lerfu alavadai. I have a little bit hard time with that word. I don't think they mamish go in there and say can I have a prescription for carrot juice? I mean they enjoy it also. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I could hear being mutter because of lerfua, and I can hear the way Ben Tayer would put me in chayim for because I wasn't medayik in the word levadi. All right, it is what it is. Okay, so I could hear both sides of the coin. That's the way we want Pasch, and that was the end of yesterday's year. Now let's start.
Then
Mr.
Doctors have the
imam.
If I feel lerfua, the doctor says no.
Yeah, that's
not organic specialist says it's
yeah, but the Velt knows. The Velt knows. The healthy foods are healthy foods. You walk into a health food.
They like being healthy. No, people eat organic. You can say they eat everything.
Right,
they eat
it to prevent. It's preventative.
Preventative.
So that could be called refuah. You don't have to have refuah that it's that it comes in a pill. You know what I mean?
It's not real. It's that people just like being healthy these days. I don't know if that's the same.
Yeah, but that's what it is, refuah. Why can't I paskin? What do you care if I have an imagination? I'm saying a good vote. That's a good vote. That's refuah. It's anyway drabonin.
So you're now
eating Shabbos because of refuah. Now you're dragging me into a big sukkah. You're allowed to eat on Shabbos.
What's the date of the tongue? Some people like being healthy.
Okay, let's go weiter. A Pesach has to talk like I talk. A yeshiva man should talk like you talk. Okay, let's go weiter. That's the
deal. That's a compliment.
I only meant it as a compliment. From my mouth, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I can make mistakes.
You're not a
Pesach
yet.
That's not a Pesach. You're tiny. It's a degradation there. Yeah, you are. You talk like a Pesach. Oh, please don't tell me that. Oh, you
fake. That's right.
Oh,
you Hashem one day.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Isai, we're done with fruits and vegetables and peiris and schites. Enough. Now, I want to discuss another very interesting halacha in Schita. Very important halacha. Those are my kids. Yeah, here he is. I have a special chush to hear when they make trouble. It's a radar. Mati, tell them to get out of the car. Just tell them to.
They're out of it. They keep going in and out.
Yeah, so tell them to stay away.
They took the car from before.
Huh? They took it away. I got the keys. They're not that good. Okay, Rabbi, say, come. Siv Zayin, okay? Now, why do I say Siv Zayin? Because the truth is, if you paid attention all week, we did Beis, we did Gimel, we did Dalid, we did Hay, we did all this. We did Vav, we did, and we didn't do Zayin. Lischoit Kvashim. What are Kvashim? Now, please don't read it Kvashim like a like a keves echotasa baboiker, but pirish peiris umini yirakis hamunachim bechaimitz ubemelach. Okay, it's closed now.
No, it's on.
That was good. That was good. Lazy, you were quicker than me on that one. Pirish peiris umini yirakis. Now, of course, Kadesh Lo Yirkavu was in the olden days, but today it means pickles also. It doesn't really make a difference. It's just a case. So if something which is soaked, that's called kvashim. Shalakais is cooked. Hot water. When you put hot water on something, it's called shalakais. So you want to be seichet. So im legufam, and this is one of the terim of schita. When it's done legufai, it's done for the fruit or the vegetable itself, meaning you want to fix the vegetable. It's not good when it has so much salt and so much water or chaimitz or whatever the case may be. Sometimes pickles are so sharp, you have to dilute it, so you want to squeeze out the water. So then it's mutter. That's not called schita. She'ain tzarech l'mayim. You don't really need the water that you're squeezing. You're only trying to fix the thing. Therefore it would be mutter even to put it into a pot. Right? Normally, schita has to be l'teichaychel to be mutter. So here will be mutter, even l'teichaychel.
Is that where you also want it, or you couldn't care less?
We're going to get to that in 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. Avil, right? She'ein ba'eichel mutter. V'im tzarech l'meimeya. But if you do want the water, mutter l'schait only l'teichkedera, because then it becomes l'teichaychel. She'eish ba'eichel. Avil, im ein ba'eichel aser. Ula rach, that's that rach that the Mishtabura brings down. Ula rach, kol shu tzarech l'meimeyim chayv chatos. Now it's interesting. How come the Shulchan Aruch found to bring the rach here? We learned this rach yesterday, right? That's the rach that the Mishabur brings down, right? That if you put it into food, it could be it's a problem by zaysim v'anavim, right? And therefore, here the Chuvas Harosh says to be hamach matavel of brach the pashtun like this rach. Remember such a thing? That's this rach. That's this rach. So it's interesting that he brings the rach here. Like it's out of context, and the Mishabura says that we pass like this rach. Why did he quote that the Shulchan Aruch brings this rach? Anyways, I don't want to go back into that rach. Kol shu tzach l'meim chayv chatz, avilu tzach l'gdeir, shit ba'oichel, uledvar ha'seichet eshkel l'gdeir, nami osir. You see, the Ramo says, therefore what we learned before is taka osir. So it's a little bit, like I said, back and forth. It's a little bit out of context. All right, not me here. Okay, so we have now a new klal. I know, but it's I don't want to go back into this, the l'gdeir. Not, it's not necessary. The main nekuda is from here we learn that whenever it's schita legufay, it's mutter. Okay. Rabbi, let's take off the mezakt our gloves and analyze the sugya properly. Is the pshat the heter because he's just fixing the food? That's all it is, or it's the fact that he doesn't need the water, and dash means that you need it, or maybe it's both of them together. The Shulchan Aruch brings actually both. If you read it. He says clearly here, im legufan, so then it's legufay. She'ein tzarech l'mayim, that's the second point. So maybe you need both rules. Maybe you need both rules. Yeah. Okay, so we just started Zayin. We did a little bit the mezak patch up work from the yesterday, whatever. Shein nezach, maybe a different time or afterwards. I'll tell you what we said. We said we learned very nice. But now we're starting Zayin. It means we did, okay. Zayin is the heter of legufay, which means that whenever you take a fruit or a vegetable and you're squeezing it legufay, it becomes mutter because you don't care about the mayim. So is the heter that it's legufay?
What does it mean, legufay?
Legufay means you're just trying to fix the fruit. The fruit cannot be eaten the way it is. It's too much juice. There's too much water. It's too much salt. You're just fixing it. So you don't care about what's coming out. Or is the heter that you don't care about what's coming out? Forget about that you're fixing the fruit. Or is the heter both together? That you need both rules. A, that it's legufa, and B, that you don't need the water. Okay? I know, we're going to get to that, please. We're going to get to that, Mr. Bura. I'm going to dance around that, Mr. Bura, because that's beautiful. Let me tell you, Mishnah Berurah was a Navi. You don't understand. I'm telling you, every word is meduktik. You know, learn the Shulchan, learn the Ramah. I'm seeing the Taz and the Magen Avram. And you see the Mishnah Berurah was kail everything in his few little words. It's a gainess. There's gainess in every word of the Mishnah Berurah.
No.
What he means to say is it's not Shechita. Shechita is always that you want the thing that's coming out. You don't want to fix the thing that was.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Why does it say L'chayr? It should say L'ibud.
So you know who makes this Mishnah Diuk? Mishnah Berurah. That's the beauty of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? So just let me get the Yesaidus first, and then you'll see the Shir again. It was Baruch Shem like yesterday. It's going to flow beautiful. The help of the Rabbi Nishma. So again, is the Heter Lugufai? Is the Heter because the Mashkin is Einu Tzarech, you don't need it? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch brings both. Okay? Maybe it's both together. What would be the nafkamina lalacha? Fashtetzach, you all copped it yourselves. If let's say his kavana is to be misakin, but he doesn't throw it away, he keeps it. He keeps the drink. So you have the kavana lasakin, but you can't come and tell me ain't it tzarech that he doesn't need the thing. Maybe ain't it tzarech would mean that he has to get rid of it. He's track of doing it to get the water out and throw it out. Okay. Let me give you a little background about this. The lush of the Ramban in Ksubas Daf Hey is that Eschita, Kedei Lasakin is Mutter, because Ein Zeh Mefarik, Shamashkim Helchim Le'ibud. He says it clearly, that the Mashkim is Helchim Le'ibud. It's Mamshim Psa, often a Ramban. Okay? Milking
the cows,
that's right. Milking the cows, that's where it comes from. This is it. Okay? Shamashkim Helchim Le'ibud. Soon at the end of the Shia, I'll tell you, I had a war. I get into wars with people only about halacha zachen. But you see, I'm smart enough because I give the other guy that he's good and he's gewaldig, so he doesn't really fight, doesn't last long the fight. But I have major wars. I had a big war with the Rav in my shul about this. Mamish. Yeah, no, this was bad. This was bad. I'll tell you what happened. Just first, let's get the Makairis, all right? Toysus in Ksubis says, Kimish ain't tzarech lemashkin. He doesn't say it's hailech leibud. He says you don't need the mashkin. It's uchla daferisu. Yeah. Which means you didn't separate anything. You just, it's the food again. You didn't change. You don't care about the mashkin.
What's
so it's uchla daferis. That's a famous lashon in all of Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Beitza, uchla. Okay, I'm sorry. That's
no, I'm saying that's maybe
the yeshiva.
Maybe like a ferris, like lead or something.
Uh-huh. Ufrasa. Okay, means it's separate. Rashi says the lashon is mufrat. That's the lashon of Rashi. Oichel ha-mufra is the bottom Rashi there in Beitza. There's a gimel dalet over there. Uchla daferis. It's that bottom Rashi.
That
base? In base, right. Uchla mufrat. Well, Rashi explains the word mufrat. Okay. Now, the Chazoinish says that the heter has nothing to do with the mashka. It has to do with, in Simen Nun Hei, Siv Katan Hei, because the food itself is the kavana that you're trying to fix, schita is, mefarik is not when you're trying to fix the food. Mefarik is when you're trying to create new food. So the heter is, because she'ein dosh, ela b'miskavim l'tzerich ha'nischat, v'leil l'tzerich, the thing that you're being seichet. Okay? So, this is a three-way machlaikas. Now, if you pay close attention, you'd realize that this is really the shailam I was asking. Is the issue because it's hayuch l'ibud, that you don't care about the mashka? Is the pshat is because you're tzarech l'gufay, so then it's not about the davar anischat, but the davar that you're being seichet, right? Or the pshat is that you didn't do anything. It's uchla dafer, the ufrasa, how do you call it? How do you say it? Okay, I always said, I don't know. You know, it's called Gears of the Yankas. I learned this. I was a little boy. Literally, I was in fifth grade when I learned Beya. Sixth grade, we learned Beya. But Palm's son was my Rebbe, Aaron Palm. He's in Toronto now.
Toronto,
Brooklyn. Aaron's in Brooklyn. He's a Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in Darchi Torah. He's a Rebbe in the Farakaway. Oh, he used to smack. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where he got it from, but Affleck Froskin. We were terrified in the class. No one made a peep. Oh yeah, but he taught. He was a real rabbi. He was serious. He was serious business. I don't know where he came from. A bomb. I'm like, you know, sometimes you wonder where did he see it. Anyways, we look. So, oh, that's right. Chashav mensch. Bekitza. So he at least he taught me Beitza, so I'm just saying, so that's where I know it from. So maybe as a kid I thought, okay, anyway, kids are. So the Chazanish, Sivin, and Hey, Siv Katan Hey, says that the heter is that it's not dosh. Dosh is always that you want the thing that's coming out, not the thing that was. If you paid close attention, you'd notice that this is really the shaila. Is it the legufa? Is it that the mashke is not necessary? Midachzach. That of course the nafkamina is obvious. That in case the mashke is not is hoylech, it is or isn't hoylech l'ibud, would be the nafkamina. If it's hoylech l'ibud, so according to the svara of the Ramban, see, yeah, it's hoylech l'ibud, it's gevaldik. But if it's not hoylech l'ibud, then you have to come on to the svara that you only cared about the legufay, the fruit itself, but not that the thing that was nischat. So it's totally l'mais. Okay. Before we continue with the seeing l'maisa of this halacha, I want to learn up the Mishnah Berurah a little bit. Okay, so let's go to the svara of the Mishnah Berurah of Legufa. Yeah, notice the case. What's the story here? What are we talking about? Kvashim, and shlakais. Right, kvashim, and shlakais. Yeah, the shins and the sins. The litvish is shins and sins. Kvashim and shlakais. Okay, here we go. I want to know, what about all fruits with their pre? Now, let's say you have an orange that is just too much juice. It's like, it's a mess to eat it. It's a mess to eat it. So you want to squeeze it, but your kavan is taka de legufay. Is the svar? What are you showing me?
He quotes the Ramban as one of his rishonim.
No, but he says that the tais is not like the Ramban, if I remember correctly. That's what I remember. I remember that. Raja Ramban, no. Right, no.
I feel this is Rabban Alaka. But right over there, he already says he's going with Ramban.
No, he says that Tois is not the Ramban, he says.
Okay.
Right, that's then he brings a chlodifer, so he mixes all the time together. And then he says the time is not that. He says it clearly at the end. Oh. He says that Fakir, he holds that that's not the cheshver, and then he says the cheshver because it's not the... This Ramban, okay, you'll discern it later. Okay, this is Ramban, okay. Now, Bekitzer Abaisa, you hear? So what happens if you want to take the fruit itself, squeeze it, legufan. I mean, the case is a case where it's not the fruit itself. It's not the vegetable itself. It's that the vegetable took in water from somewhere else. So what about if you want to do by the fruit itself? Is that also heter to squeeze legufan? That's a nice ha'ara. And I'll show you where I found klar, this really rain nachreinim, for some reason it gets lost. I don't know why. It's not something that people talk about. Yeah? Again, is the story of kvashim and shlakais because the water that you're squeezing is not the fruit itself. It took in water from somewhere else, like I would call a sponge. I mean, what is this word, schita? Schita is when I take a sponge and I squeeze the water that it absorbed. No? So maybe the story here is also, when it takes in water, then you have a svara of legufay. But what happens if it's the fruit itself, and for you it's legufay? For you, you feel you can't eat the with so much water in it, okay? It's too sharp, the lemon. You could eat the piece of the lemon without all the juice in it. Would you call that also the heter of legufay? Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavdalit at the end. That's one horror. A second horror. Mr. Burber says, Ubezesim, what? Yeah, Shlok is Haini Yerik Yet Shlok Kay the Mashab. What's wrong? It's just Shlok. He's just explaining what Shlok is. He's not saying it. He's just explaining what Shlok is. Because the Ramah explains what Kvashim is. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what Shlok is. You want to say afterwards it could be Dafka that way. Anyway, it's that way. Okay. So I don't mean Mishnah Berurah for that. Okay. Chav Dalid. Ubezesim Vanovim. Also, bechol gavni, mishum deroiva oilim seich nois lamei mehem. Okay, so legufay is not a heter by zaysim vanov. That's what it says here. Why not? Why not? Oh, so I was thinking maybe the pshat is that the heter is not by deraisa. But L'chayr, if the svaris are good.
What's the case?
The case is very poshut. Shlokos, kvashim, is mutter. Regular zeis v'anavim. You take zeis v'anavim, you do it l'gufay. L'gufay, you can't eat, there's too much oil, there's too much going on in the zayis. The anavim is too much for you, whatever the reasons are.
I don't keep on me, but the chefs is malach eschito. That's what it is.
But you see that by Klavas and Shlach, because you have a svar like that.
It's not a natural thing, because I put water to keep it fresh.
It's not what it says. It's a... What about by Zeisim Anov? That's my Shiloh. So that's my next...
He doesn't have to say Rav.
That's my next Shiloh.
He doesn't
Shiloh.
Say Rav.
Just say because it's the Raisa.
No, it's also because it's not getting water from elsewhere.
Right.
That's my Hakira. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is the Pshat... That it's that by Zeisim v'anavim he meant also that it took in water from somewhere else. L'chayr, the story of Zeisim v'anavim is the thing itself. No,
I have doubt about it. That this is like Shitas Taisus. It's like Taisus.
The what?
The Mstamad Eichel Dufus. And Lepizah Chayr would be no get by any water.
No, but I'm asking. Is the story? Maybe we don't. I don't understand what you're saying. Could be you're saying good. I just don't get. I'm not happy. Zeisim v'anavim is the story. Ube Zeisim v'anavim Aser. Bechol gavni. What? You mean you taka went and you
injected,
soaked it?
You inject it. You can't. Zeisim is closed. You can't.
I'm saying. So what happened? It's like an.
It absorbs. Yeah.
I don't think it absorbs
it's
really.
It's closed.
What you put water in it and it absorbs. It's a closed thing. I don't really understand the story.
The rock case, it absorbs. Yeah, not this.
So that's what I was clearing. If the taich is that kvashim is dafka, so then the pshat is. The Zeisim v'anavim has to be maybe the same case. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, huh? It's not the same case.
Unless Zeisim v'anavim is the thing itself. So you see clearly that by the thing itself, it's taka becomes aser. Yeah? I mean, l'chayru, the Zeisim v'anavim. But either way, the shayl is because of the deraisa. Meaning, maybe the pshat is, since it's deraisa, right? Or maybe even by drabonon. Meaning, is this halacha of deraisa that it doesn't work, or this halacha midrabbanan? Nafkaminas are very stark, right? All the nafkaminas of kalachiyad that we learned. Does anybody see what I'm saying? Maybe I'm not explaining myself.
The halacha in the Magen Avraham over here is that the reason why Zeisim v'anavim is different is because there's a shem mashkil lochem kodem.
No.
That's why
it's actually not. The
other pairs of words, I feel them in the man.
Yeah.
The ancient mashka olav. Mashenkin hacha, bazes manavim. The higher shame mashka olav.
And therefore?
That's why it's also. Because the whole side of why the two
parties. What's this Magen Avraham?
Okay.
I'm going to get back to this later. Because I see in my mind, knowing what I know over here, this fits perfectly. Okay, so let's follow through. Okay, it's a little complicated in the beginning, but it gets easier. So again, kvashim and shlokis is because it took in outside water, or it's kvashim and shlokis even if it's not outside water. It's really not negated. It's just cases of shar perish which are mutter. Maybe that's all it
second,
is.
Because that's the hemshel of the mishabur.
The hemshel of the mishabur, right?
It's shar perish, that's not mutter.
No, Sharpe. I don't mean Sharpe. I mean like to remind him. Right, with their abundance. Okay. So when he speaks about Zeisim and Anavim, so the case is not that he soaked them in water, Zeisim and Anavim. That doesn't sound right. Unless maybe, okay. I'll show you why I'm saying this. Let's look at the Mishabura Siv Katan Chafhe now. For who adin, the mutter, lechatchila lischait lokshin. And that means the spaghettis, right? But not spaghetti. Give me a better word for lakshin. Noodles. Okay. Mishum not nivla behem. From the fact, imhu oisa mishum she'en yachal achlan mishum shum and har because it's too fatty. Kach kasa bedrisha. That's what the drisha writes. U bechayodem mekel mitamach. Chayodem is mekel. The shumin shemafrisha have gamkin oichel because the shumin is actually food. Vahavi kemafrid oichel mi oichel. So this is the machloik. The drisha holds. That mishum she'en yachal achlo mishum shumin harbe. One second. Hanivle be'imu oisim mishum she'en yachal achlo mishum shumin harbe. Shemem says to fix it. That's the legufay. While the chayodim's heter is because it's mafrid oichel mi oichel. So it comes out of meridik chiddush. According to the Chaya Adam, right? What happens if it's not, if Hitaka wants the Shulman? It should still be Mutter. According to the Drisha, I mean, Pepash the Cheshbin. According to the Drisha, the whole Svara is because it's Lagufai. So what happens if Hitaka want the fat? I want to drink it. I'm going to take the gravy and use it.
Why is this fat?
Because I can't, I don't want it. First of all, maybe because I want it, Gar.
What?
I want it. According to Chayad, maybe I even want it. What do you care? If it's Kim Ufasa, if it's considered Eichel Mi Eichel, even if I want it.
It's not squeezing it if you want it. Oh,
I squeeze it out of the lakshin because I want it. Well, what's what the Chayadim is saying? It's considered Ufa. Push this out. According to the Drisha, the story is that I'm just trying to fix the lakshin. So according to him, it has to be with the clone that I don't want the mashka. But according to the Chayadim, the Cheshbin is that either way it's mutter because Shuman is mutter. Now, why is it different than anything else? Why can't you always say that? Every time I take a juice out of something, let's just say I want the food since it's food.
It's mashka, right?
Because it's, and what would you call for oil?
He calls it oichel.
Okay, so I'll tell you the MS.
No, not
100%. I went to look it up because I didn't hear it 100%. Pashit, you learned that oil is not liquid.
I'm saying oil is zaysim. Zaysim is called a mashka.
So you hear my kasha?
But this is fat.
So you're squeezing fat out of the lakshin? Well, what are you squeezing exactly?
It's a gravy, I guess.
It's a gravy. Gravy is oil. Well, what is it? I went to look it up. You want to look up the Chayadim? You see the Chayadim's not talking about this case. Go take out the Chayadim. Give me my fan. My fan and the Chayadim. It's right over there. The white one. Chayadim is talking about fat from meat.
Cream color. Cream.
I don't want fat from meat.
It's
not much butter. Yeah, it's probably you see not this way, but maybe he was mentioning this, that when you squeeze a grape or whatever it is, you're squeezing its own stuff. As opposed to when things happen...
Klal yitzayin sivav, what? The what? I'm sorry.
When you squeeze a grape or an olive, so you're squeezing out its own juice.
Yeah.
As opposed to something like got into it on its own, not
just that's what we're saying.
Well, then...
Blaise, that's the whole shit tonight. The whole shit tonight is to ask, is kvashim about that you're squeezing out outside drink? That's what we're asking. Or the pshat is, it's even when I'm squeezing its own juice. By the lakshin, you're not squeezing its own juice.
It's not its own juice.
Avada not. Mashenki, by basar and fat, you're squeezing its own juice.
What's squeezing?
Sivav. Klal Yud Zayin Sivav.
Klal Yud Zayin is...
He has his own thing on Shabbos. Klal Yud Zayin.
What?
Shabbos begins.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay.
Of course, but it's there.
By the kfos, what are you squeezing out? It's own stuff.
Sivav. You have it?
By the pickle things, what are you squeezing out? It's own stuff or
else?
They
tell you Vesha Big Doy.
Yeah. Try samakvav, maybe. Samakvav.
Pickles are a mixture.
Meat
is a mixture.
Try samakvav. Yeah, they have a
samakvav in. Some water is going or something.
You're getting a little bit of its own stuff. Klal.
Klal Yud Zayin. No, it is. It's Klal Yud Zayin. See, Bob. This is butter. Shichalatz, here's some. One second, I'll find it. Here it is. Yair Sharmashkin. Butter. Here it is. Now this is the butter one. Here it is.
Lake over there?
Marshall, Chatiches, Agaizen. One second. Here's the Lechem. Losh. Zaire Bayer. Here it is. Okay, I'm sorry, it's Klal Yudalit. V'chein minei tigun. Okay, I found it. I said, I wrote you, my notes are off. I wrote Yudzayin, it's Yudalit. Yudalit Vav, it is Vav. V'chein minei tigun. Sheniv l'boy shumin harbe. Mutal seichte. Deina daim l'simin hei. The sham nivla boy mashkin. Mashenki shumin de mikara uchla. Vahashta oichel. Avo basa sheniv l'boy mashkin lo yischa l'tzerich mashkin. Huh? Basar sheniv l'boy mashkin lo yischa l'tzerich mashkin. So what's the story? Do you want?
Say it again.
Yeah. V'chein minei tigun. Shenivu bei shumin harbe. Mutal seichte. De'ein adayim l'simin hei. The sham nivla bei mashkin. Because in hei it's called nivla bei mashkin. Which means it came from the outside.
Right.
Mashen kein shumin demikaruch l'vahashta oich. That's not what he means. How he means? It's a different story over there. The sham nivla boy, the mashkin went in there. Mashenkin here, it's uchla v'uchla. Shemin is called eichel. That's what it is. It's called eichel. Avo basa shenivla by mashkin, but by basa shenivla by mashkin, because the mashkin is not uchla together with the basa, then it would have to be aser.
He's saying shuman of a piece of meat.
That's what he's saying. That's what I think he means. That's what I think he means.
Tigun is oil.
Yeah, read it. What do you want from me? I'm sorry, Mr. Burr, can I learn the Chayadim? Is it okay? I'm just learning the Chayadim. That means I just showed you the Chayadim is not exactly what it says here. It's not what it's talking about.
Why is that? You say that's the case of the Mishnah Berurah.
What?
That's the case of the Mishnah Berurah is talking about.
The case of the Mishnah Berurah, he talks about Lakshin.
Oh,
and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chayadim, he talks about Ufra, talking about from the Basar itself.
She says minutigun shenivla by shuman. That's the case of the Mishnah Berurah.
Where does the shuman come from in the
Basar? What changed from the Mishnah Berurah?
I haven't like this. Mishnah Berurah is talking about Lakshin, this gravy. That's nivla.
Shuman
gravy. I like to call it gravy. Okay? You want to call it shuman? I call it gravy.
Because Mishnah says shuman. And Chayadim says shuman.
Good. And I want to call it gravy. Okay. I'm entitled to call it gravy.
So what you mean?
That's not impossible.
Put it in the fridge, it turns into shuman.
That was a minutigun. Don't say impossible. Minutigun.
Okay, so what changed?
Then he brings the Chayadim. But the Chayadim says that it has to do with Eichel and Eichel. If you listen carefully to the Chayadim, he's masking that if it's a mashkin that's nivla there, it's taka aser. It has to be that it was oichel, not mashkin, but oichel, which means the fat of the meat with meat is called uchel of uchel.
And what do we think originally?
It doesn't have to be dafka with the meat.
The point is that when a person has liquids that go into food, that would be also
that's
always.
That's mashkin.
Okay. What means mashkin? The mashkin could be eichel also.
The mashkin could be eichel also.
What do you mean? What's not eichel? What do you mean? He's not discussing because one is a food and the other one is a liquid. That's not the point.
The shuman has a din mashkin as opposed to a din eichel.
The shuman is a food.
The shuman has a din eichel.
V'chein minei tigun. Shenivla boy shumin harbe. Mutal seichtei.
Because it's not a mashkin.
Why is it mutal seichtei?
Because it's food.
Because it's food, right? Which means it's not like water, because by kvashim it's aser. This is mutter. The sham nivla boy mashkin. And this is not called mashkin. Mashay kein shumin. Now, what does this shumin mean?
Same shumin as
the shumin that was nivla into this mini.
The mikara uchla vahashta eichel. So the svara is that shumin is called an eichel. Okay. Avol basa shenivla by mashkin.
That's mashkin.
La yischit l'tzerch mashkin. What does the Mishnah Berurah say the reason is? Ubechayodem mekel mitam acher. The shumin shemafris have a gamkin eichel. Vahavi kemafrit eichel mi eichel. So I'm asking, according to Mr. Brewer, do you need that you should want that shulman? Do you need that? Does it have to be
even
that you want it?
That shulman? Like chayadim?
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you want it, it's
like. Even if you want it, it's like.
It's okay.
Okay. Now, what would be if shulman would go into lakshmi?
Eichel.
I
think you're right. That's what he says.
I don't think you're right.
Everybody says that.
The Chai Adam was talking about Basar.
No,
Mine Tigur.
Chai Mine
Tigur.
Shnivla by Shumin Harb. Muta Lasaychdai. Okay? What's the Tigur? What's the story of Tigur?
Mine Tigur.
Any Tigur. Lobster, strawberry.
The question is, what's the status of Shumin?
Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.
Between basar and lakshmi, I mean, they're both cooked. They have to be cooked in some type of oil or water.
How could oil be considered
oil?
But I'm asking you, by the zaysim, what's that halacha? That's the classic case. I took oil right out of a zayis. What do you call that? Uchla v'uchla? Is that that's the class? So what's the difference?
It's a shuman from a.
This is already cooked.
So you just contradicting yourself.
No meat.
You just contradicted yourself.
I took a piece of meat. I cut off the fat.
You don't understand. You just contradicted.
And I fried a piece of chicken with the fat from the meat.
You made a mistake. So I'm asking you, if oil is not called, it's not called mashka.
It is. Oil from an olive is called mashka.
Aha, oil from an olive now is called mashka. Oil from a chicken is called not.
Right.
It's a difference.
Yeah. One's oil, one's mashka.
One's cooked and one's not.
You see a difference between oil and oil?
One's mashka and one's
ice. Why? What's the kasha?
Why? It's bought for the food. It's for the food. That's why.
What's the kasha?
Why do you cook? It's only liquid because it was cooked. Oil from an olive is the end of a mashka. It doesn't have to be cooked to become a mashka. It's a mashka. A piece of fat that you cook and become liquid doesn't make it a mashka.
Once you cook something.
If shuman is used, I've never drunk as a drink. No one drinks shuman. Shuman is always eaten. The gravy, but it always goes together with food. It's food. It's always in
bottle to the food.
Olive oil is the same.
Not bottle to the food. Not bottle to the
food. Olive oil cannot be drunk by itself.
Food. It is not used as a drink. It's used as a food. I know, but in concerning Shechita, that is not enough to make it a mashka.
No, since
technically it's a mashka,
we make it that way. But by Shechita, there's a separate rule.
It is what it is, you say.
No, I'm not saying it.
I'm just saying the answer that only answers there.
Yeah,
that's it.